advocate for defunding IMPD, I would like to see the budget allocated to mental health resources.
These are clips from hours of public testimony read at the City County Council's Public Safety Committee meetings this fall.
Transfer MCAT to healthcare organization without IMPD officers on the teams.
The Mobile Crisis Assistance Team, or MCAT, connects people with mental health and addiction treatment services instead of sending them to jail. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department Sergeant Lance Dardine says it has a 96% non-arrest success rate.
What we like to say is we like to tear down walls and we like to build bridges.
The teams are a collaboration between IMPD and Eskenazi Health. Police work with social workers and licensed mental health clinicians to find solutions for people in crisis.
With the behavioral health unit following up and getting people connected, we can lessen the amount of 911 calls, which allows more officers to be on the street, more medics and EMTs to be on the street.
What are your needs? What are some things that not only the police but the city can do to help you?
IMPD Detective Bradley Henshaw works with the unit. It's his job to follow up with many of the people who come into contact with MCAT.
Whether it's housing issues or mental health issues, or people even had complaints about, hey, there's some trash building up in the alley.
5 years ago, the team was established. There are now plans to expand MCAT services through the new Assessment and Intervention Center, part of the city's criminal justice reform efforts. Many say, while they support that type of reform, law enforcement should not be responding to incidents of untreated mental health and substance use disorders. They say MCAT should be run without the police. Indianapolis City County Councilor Ethan Evans agrees and proposes mental health response teams that don't include police officers.
You know, get on this track of helping move forward with the mental health care and social work path in regards to a more rehabilitative rather than punitive approach.
The Near East Side is one of Indianapolis's neighborhoods that struggle with root causes of violence. A recent Indiana University study reports mental health and substance abuse influence crime in that area. Researcher Kelsey Stringham Markowitz led the study.
Prolonged community stress, prolonged economic stress can lead to the development of substance use disorders. That combined with housing instability and some of these other social things, I think what you see is these interlocking factors that are really the root causes of crime. It's not just a single thing.
The study reports barriers to mental health treatment include staffing and provider shortages, as well as a lack of knowledge about where to refer people for help. Some who praise MCAT for addressing those barriers say that work comes too late and involving police criminalizes those people in crisis. Councilor Evans says resources should be invested in stemming root causes.
So that's where I'm at. I want to stop it from happening and I want to prevent it instead of just trying to seal it off and push it away to another area.
There are no formal moves to pull IMPD from MCAT. But there are moves to expand the program, including more mental health crisis response training for officers, more MCAT teams, and more places to refer people. No one argues with the results, but debate continues over the future of law enforcement participation. At a recent City County Council committee meeting, community member Wildstyle Paschal asked if solutions don't address the root causes early, why shouldn't we try something else?
Why is it that when you know that you can't address the problem, that you can't step up and say, let's put the money somewhere where it can be addressed? And it ain't just mental health, it's the poverty issues. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in the lack of humanity.
For WFYI, I'm Jill Sheridan.